Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Your Best Being podcast. Today I'm going to talk about fitness goals and eating disorder recovery. So, of course, it is recommended that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting any fitness routine. And these are just my own views and opinions, which I am not passing off as treatment. So I know there is this whole thing with setting fitness goals, having fitness goals, and striving just to be fit, whether that's physique or, but you know, in when we're talking about eating disorder recovery, you know, we just have to be so careful. It can become really unhealthy, really obsessive. I mean, I was there once too, but today I want to talk about setting healthy fitness goals, because fitness is a part of living a healthy life. So for me, doing what I enjoy, that's so important. I mean, I'm not one to want to spend hours on a treadmill. I don't know a lot of people that want to spend hours on a treadmill. No, thank you. I prefer to get outside, go hiking, play tennis, do yoga. So yeah, I'm just really focusing on doing what I enjoy, going out for walks, being in nature. Fitness should not be used as punishment or torture or to make up for, eating too much earlier, right? Like just that way of thinking. I remember working out and only focusing on how many calories I've burnt and just focusing on, you know, what I've eaten that day and how I need to burn it off. Like that's not healthy. So finding enjoyment in what I do and looking at fitness as enjoyable. Like I said, getting out, breathing in the fresh air. It's enjoying moving my body. It's totally shifted the way I look at fitness and how I incorporate fitness, true fitness, into my life. And just being mindful. So an extension of doing what you enjoy is being mindful. Breath work, yoga is really great. I'm learning to enjoy my body for what it can do, what it does, and just having appreciation. So it's really easy to take for granted our bodies, but gratitude can be easily reincorporated into any routine. So just taking in deep breaths, thanking each part of your body. And you know what? I'm going to do a guided meditation on this. So make sure that you visit my website, yourbestbeing.com. Bookmark the site. There's tons of resources. I have quite a few blog posts, and I will be posting meditations to help you through your own journey. And another thing I want to mention is focusing on true fitness goals. So what are true fitness goals? True fitness goals are not, okay, I need to weigh this much. I need to weigh X. True fitness goals are focusing on, for example, and this is what I'm doing, how many push-ups can I do? How long can I hold a plank? How am I meeting my yoga goals for flexibility? So strength and flexibility goals, but just seeing how I've progressed compared to myself. And I'm going to get into comparison in just a second. But, you know, right now, for example, I'm working on my headstand, getting that back to where it was before my pregnancy. And so inversions and splits. Okay, so of course, I'm not just going to be back there like, boom, like that. But it's taking a little bit by bit each day, and I just get a little bit better. So to me, that's true fitness goals. Now, of course, if you struggle with compulsive exercising, or I mean, I'm not saying that what I'm doing is what you should do, but this is just what I've done to achieve true fitness in a healthy way and incorporate it into my life. And getting back to non-comparison, so, you know, you've got to be so careful about the environment in which you choose to work out or do your fitness program, because it can be really easy to compare yourself, compare your ability, compare your body. So try to be in a non-competitive environment if possible. And that does mean stepping away from the gym, again, into nature. Nature is so soothing. I mean, everybody will have their space where they feel most comfortable working out, especially if you are into weight training, which I enjoy weight training. But yeah, that's oftentimes, I mean, weight training is in a gym, so you can't always get around it, but just focusing on yourself, focusing on your own goals, comparing yourself to yourself, not to another person, and not even comparing yourself, just letting yourself be. That's a big one. And the final point I want to make is not overdoing it. So, I mean, oftentimes, particularly if you struggle with disordered eating, you can find yourself to have very black and white, all or nothing thinking, and there can be a tendency to overdo things. That's sort of how it is with addictions. I mean, there's just that tendency to become out of balance. So just be gentle with yourself. Strive for balance. You don't need to work out every single day. Just be easy on yourself. I mean, once it becomes grueling, like you have to work out. I mean, it's okay to work out 3 or 4 times a week only. I mean, that's not terrible if you're getting out 3 or 4 times a week, or 5, 6, 7 times a week is okay too. It depends what you're doing, right? Like if you're taking a walk every day and you're really enjoying it, then that's fine. Go ahead and do it. But don't feel like you need to run on the treadmill for hours every single day. I mean, that's actually really not helping your body. So that's it. That's my little podcast of today. Very short. I always keep these super concise, super short. So have a great day and visit my blog, yourbestbeing.com. You can check out this post. Do leave me a comment. I really welcome comments because, well, then I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. So have a great day and all the best to you.